I truly believe this could be, we could net in our lifetime, everyone listening to this may never, ever, ever potentially experience this ever again.
And thank you for doing this for us.
You're very, very welcome. It's amazing to be with you today.
So I was thinking about asking you certain things, but I know you have like lots of content. And basically, I want to say that just working with you has given me the opportunity of seeing opportunity in crisis. I love being a visionary, and I think I'm only a tenth of what kind of visionary you are, and I can definitely see the opportunities in these, and I'm trying to support my tribe, and it has been a blessing to actually be part of this fantastic tribe. You know some of them.
Yes.
I might not know a lot of them, but I want to take just 1 minute and tell you that these people are really walking the talk. They are doing great. The community we are creating right now is, I would say, like 10 times stronger than what it was like 2 months ago. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. So I'm just gonna let you talk. Like, what can you tell us? You have been telling to me, you have been doing a lot of stuff, but like, how can you support? Like, what can you tell us?
Just go ahead. I think I'll stop by saying, and it's interesting. I think you've probably been able to see this in my group and other things. Like, my group has exploded in the last week or two, and your group, as you know, everyone's got higher show up rates to calls than they've ever had. It's kind of like this little bubble we're living in at the moment, where all of a sudden everyone has like almost by force has had to prioritize working on themselves again and working on business structures and systems and etc. And it's been, I truly believe this could be, we could net in our lifetime, everyone listening to this may never, ever, ever potentially experience this ever again. Like, this little period, we may never, ever experience this ever again, you know, where everyone.
Just one thing, Ryan, we do have language barrier with you.
Yes.
There's only one English speaking person. So just slowly.
I will. So I think we're living in very interesting times. It's very different from 2008 crash, because essentially people have got more money now than they've ever had. Essentially, unemployment was the lowest it's ever been in most countries across the globe. Very, very different times. I've got a couple of things that I can talk about today. Number one is, there's a very famous book called The Crash Course. I forget who the author is, but he specifically talks about some, like, how to survive a crash or financial crash or difficult times. And, you know, he specifically states that your tribe or your community is your single biggest asset in times like this. Your single biggest asset. That's quite a big statement, you know. Your single biggest asset in times like this is your community or your tribe or the people you're hanging around with, because environment is stronger than willpower. And now more than ever, you're going to have people to give you motivation, people to ease your mind when your little voice is freaking out, people to give you ideas, people to do joint ventures with, you know, now more than ever. And in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, he talks about cooperation and how actually success is about, like, doing stuff together. And I'm seeing that a lot kind of naturally, So yeah, very interesting times. I also think that, they call it the Roaring Twenties for a reason. Is after the crash, people, when they had money again, they spent, etc., etc. So I think we're going into a financial dip. However, I do think certain elements, it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties, in that people are going to be more starved of touch coming out of this than ever. You know, they're going to be more starved of, I think, elements of our life are going to have changed forever. We will never go back. Some elements have changed ever, because communities have forced, we've been forced to change in such a short space of time. I can see how normal it is to do this now, where it wasn't, I mean, I started coaching when it wasn't that. It was like, I was still on Skype and you could barely hear the person. And I've been coaching for a while now, and I've seen it like completely become normal. Even my team meetings in my business, it's just normal now to sit on a Zoom, and everyone's kind of working and we're having like a normal meeting. So I think things like that have changed forever. I think our online habits are going to change forever. Shopping and things like that are going to change forever. But I think the flip side of that is that I think more than ever, people are going to be desperate for touch. Because I don't care how this is good for communicating, but this will never, that's why I always know chiropractic can never be replaced, is because, you know, almost everything is being replaced these days. We are heading to an era where there's no more taxi drivers anymore. There's going to be no more taxi drivers within the next 5 years. You watch, you know, like you've got driverless cars, and the supermarkets have machines already. Like there's going to be no one taking your, like paying for stuff at supermarkets, and they just, you know, everything's going to be replaced. But one of the things with us is we can never be replaced because, you know, touch is our thing. You know, it's even in our name as chiropractors. So I think that's going to be a real nice leveraging point. It sounds cheesy. It sounds corny, but just to love, like, and just give people affection.
Love cheesy and corny, eh?
Yeah. You know, like really just touch and putting hands on people. Can you imagine, like, can you imagine some elderly people who have been forced to be quarantined for 3-4 months? Like, we will be the first people to give them human touch.
Yes.
That concept is insane to me. We'll be the first people to just touch them in, you know, in months potentially. So I think that's going to play in our favor coming out of this. I also think that I spoke to my coaching group about this, is that I think an opportunity to do a relaunch or a patient appreciation event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a party. It's a, hey, bring everyone. And there's jumping castles. And if there's you're hiring a hall or and music, and you're doing there's the posture machine out as well, but you're bringing family and you're putting on food and you're putting on jumping castles and you're doing music for the kids and you're just having a bit of a coming out party. I think that's a huge opportunity. They work really well anyway, but I just think if there's ever opportunity to gather your tribe together, because nothing can ever replace a live event. No matter how good we are at this, the biggest online marketers on the planet still get everyone to come physically to one place. TNC, Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego, is still a physical event. You know, the biggest online marketers in the world, but they still jump on a plane or a car and travel unseen hours to be there physically. So I think those opportunities are still very much present for us as we come out of this. And yeah, it's just interesting times. I think one other concept I'll talk about, this is all more, as opposed to teaching, this is more like interesting things I'm seeing. A very famous book called Sapiens. The author of Sapiens was interviewed the other day on TV and I was watching it. And the interviewer said, you know, having studied, Sapiens is essentially a book about history and humans and evolution and whatever. And I'm not an evolutionist, but just talking about how society has changed. But he said, the interviewer said, what if, having studied humans in such a depth, what are you seeing now, you know, that's either interesting you or what are you seeing? And he said he's never seen time speed up or compress, if you will, as much as he's seen now. And to give you one example, is his university had been talking about taking their courses online for like 10 years and they did it in like 7 or 10 days. It's like those people that need to get that book out, it's people are going to get books out. People are going to get courses out. We were talking about that before this. People are going to pivot into other things because, like, if not now, when? Like, if you're not going to do it now, when? Like, I truly mean this. Like, we could never in our lives ever experience the lull that we're experiencing now, and for a lot of us, the increased productivity.
Yeah.
And I'm watching so carefully the very successful people. Here's what they're doing. The very successful people are doubling down on coaching. they extra coaching, extra mentors. Like one of my one-on-one coaches, she's not really a coach. She does something called clearing, where she helps me process my, if I'm having a tough day or whatever it is. And her name is Jane, and you got to meet her.
She shared a YouTube video, and I shared it in the coaching.
Oh, awesome, yeah. Awesome. So, like, Jane, I found Jane, and I was like, Jane, I need to see you every single week. And I was only seeing Jane once a month. Or sometimes I'd even be lazy to that, and maybe once every 6 weeks. But like now I'm like, every week, every single week, because there's lots of challenges in my businesses and new things, and I just need to make sure this, myself, I'm working hard on myself. So I see the successful people are doubling down on coaching, getting deeper with their coaches, taking on extra coaching, you know, reading more, etc. Like working deeper on themselves than probably most of us have worked, and me included, by the way, on ourselves for a while. So that's one thing I'm seeing. The other thing I'm seeing is that very successful people are pivoting. They're not going, oh, it's business as usual. No, it's not business as usual. It's opportunities to try new things. It's opportunities to do webinars, you know, to patients. It's opportunities to do live videos. It's opportunities to create books and more content. It's opportunities to try a coach. If you listen to this and you wanted to be a coach or a mentor, or you've wanted to help people, like, you're never going to get a better opportunity to
just
do
try.
That. With something, you know? And I, you know, this in my, I'm very different from most coaches. I actually push my mentees to become coaches, because I believe that's one of the biggest blessings in the world is, you know, leaders are teachers. And I think that coming out of this, there's going to be a lot of people that need, they're going to need help. So those are some of the things I'm seeing. I'm also seeing leaders step up, and I'm seeing certain leaders, i.e. personalities, groups, societies, disappear. And I'm seeing both happen. I'm seeing people I thought were going to step up, where are they? And I'm seeing people who I never expected to step up. And I'm like, where did you come from? I'm liking it. I'm seeing both of those things, you know. There's nothing like a crisis to separate the masses. So I'm seeing that, and that's been very interesting for me to watch. I'm like seeing some people do some amazing stuff that I honestly didn't know they had in them. And then I'm seeing some people who are normally very loud and whatever just disappear. I'm like, where are they? Like, where, you know, so times like this, you know, you really do start to see leaders appear as opposed and certain people disappear. So that's really interesting. And my only point on this is in a crisis, in some way, shape or form, I think the person that communicates the most is automatically put as a leader. And that's why I know in your group, you've doubled down on you understand that as a leader. And in my group, we've doubled our coaching. You know, etc. So I think that's really, really important. I've been doing live. For me, I've never really communicated with my company, Helsa, through live videos. And I've been doing that, like a live video every second day to my Helsa Facebook group and keeping them updated.
This is very relevant for patients too. Like, they don't have to become coaches for other chiropractors. But this, I was telling them that this is such a... In my newsletter for chiropractors, I told them this is kind of like mission trip time, right? Because in a mission trip, there are two things normally. It's like we allow ourselves to be unapologetically us because nobody gives a shit about who we are.
Yeah.
And then because there's that language barrier, normally we just focus on what we want to do, which is like adjust and that's it. I was like, this is perfect timing. Online content, and it's like we can share our story, what chiropractic is, or the inside of paradigm, which is like my coaching is very based on that, PBA, retention, etc. It's like daily or weekly, I don't care, email, videos, whatever, but you can create so many high quality leads through webinars and all that kind of stuff for the future. And this is actually what I'm doing today. I just announced in my active and inactive list a webinar on what it is to live from the inside out.
Wow. Really?
I just want to publish it on Facebook and say, if you want it, give me your data and just feed my lead account or whatever. It's like, I would have never done this a month ago but I want to do like a lead gen ad, whatever, for leads. And being, not even talking about chiropractic, because right now they're not going to sign up for a first visit, but nurturing my leads. And then when this is about to like open again, say, by the way, if you like what living from the inside out and working, like being self-responsible, individual responsibility, which is huge message in Spain right now, being, you know, individual responsibility and health and very relevant, say, here's a 50% off, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's for free. Like, you don't have to invest a penny in this right now if you don't want to, right?
And you know what's so interesting about what you just said is essentially that is information-based marketing, but we are all we're not really accustomed to it as a bricks and mortar business, because we're actually a bit spoilt in that, you know, we can have a conversation with someone at an event, a fair or fete or a talk, and we can essentially be monetizing that within 24 hours, mm-hmm. right? Because they come in, new patient report of findings, and you could be adjusting them, and they could be paying you within the next day. Mm-hmm. But like, this is, you know, something that I often speak about in my group, and you know, this is that I will talk about slowing down the process or be prepared to date. And this is kind of weird, because this is kind of forcing people to give first free. And it's not the adjustment, it's not the new patient exam, it's just give value and wait, and give value and be front of mind or omnipresent. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of like force people to do the marketing that I've been taught from my mentors, and that I teach is like, just go wear your free reports, you know, wear the free downloads on your website, and wear the free webinars, and wear the free videos, and wear the lives, and wear the PPEs, the page post engagements, that's where you take a live video and you pay for people to see that.
Yeah.
And so that's like all the stuff that we actually should be doing a lot as practice owners. It's kind of forcing us to do that.
That's a together platform that it's being translated into English. It's like every single day, but we can get leads, so many leads. I have like 300 something leads, and I offer the coaching groups, like tell your patients to like share, get leads. And in the future, then we can, you know, translate that into the future and say, by the way, if you like this information, this is what we do in our practice. So if there are patients, it's like, that's why you need to come get adjusted. And it's like, this is like nurturing right now. And it's like, and then getting the high quality leads. It's like, there's so much potential. It's like, I'm going crazy. I'm working now more than ever, you know?
So why, I'll ask you a question. Why do you think it like now almost becomes self-evident to you and a lot of other people? But why do you think because it was always there. What you're describing now was there prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think now some people like yourself and me to extend, and a lot of people, why is it becoming more evident to people now when it's always been in front of us?
In Mike, I truly think there are two things. One is the crisis puts you in a situation where you go like, holy shit, I need to think differently. And the other one is time. Like, because I don't have associates or anything, I spend so much time managing my team, adjusting. Now this, I always wanted to have, like, I feel no guilty, but when after Windsor, our last mastermind, coming back from Windsor, on the plane, I was watching Bill Gates' Netflix documentary. And there was a moment where he said, one of the family members said, he takes thinking weeks. And not that I want to call Bill Gates right now, but I was like, oh, mate, like I would love to take a thinking week regularly. And then this whole lockdown happened. I was like, oh, my God, be careful with what you ask for, right? And I was telling my mom yesterday, if we start working the 20th, I'm not sure it's going to be enough. So this is like, I need to have time so that my creativity comes. But definitely the other one is like, in a crisis, it's such a, we need to create the space for different thinking. Definitely. And that's where something like gratitude, which we have been talking a lot, gratitude and different perspective, which Jane was brilliant about, by the way. Gratitude and perspective. And doing those daily things that you always suggest, right? The wins. And so what can I gain from these? It's a different type of thinking. Like, who do you have to become to be different? And that's the daily things, daily habits. And we never do, but in a situation like this, it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. And I know this is going to sound weird, that I didn't want this to happen, right? But I kind of like a crisis. I kind of like a crisis because it forces you, you know, I think something I taught you guys was one of my mentors and one of Blair's mentors and one of our coaches. And by the way, just on that topic, you know, one of the things I always teach is a coach without a coach is not a coach. I always go to someone like who's big on stage or something. And I'll normally go to them and say, who's your coach or mentor? And if they say to me, no one, I will normally run. If there's, because the truth of the matter is, you know, I've toured with Robert Kiyosaki for 3 weeks in Europe, etc. And he's got coaches. And Tony Robbins has coaches or people he talks to and a third party. And like, so if there's, so I will always, first of all, a coach without a coach is not a coach. But the next thing is, I will say that I feel like good times, and it's been the best of times, Anna, we've had since 2008, just growth. And growth and growth and growth and growth and more and more and more and less unemployment. And just, it's been the best of times. The challenge with the best of times is this: it flatters the average. And what it happens is you go into business, and because, you know, the saying, all a rising tide raises all ships, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. So what happens is you think you're doing pretty well, and you think that everything's fine. You think, I'm just going to open my practice and I'll be fine. I don't really have to do all the stuff that we're forced to do now, the lead generation, the videos, the whatever. A lot of business people who do the work, even when it's good times and et cetera, a lot of, I'll humbly say us would go, just wait till the bad times come, because it's going to, all the lazy, all the entitled, it's going to hurt you a lot. And I think that the single biggest word that's going to hurt people in these times is the word entitlement. I believe that.
Let me say that in Spanish, which is derecho. Tengo derecho a. Oh, yeah.
I think if you even slightly are entitled to think that you are entitled to anything going into this phase, that anything should just come, I think it's going to be a tough old 5 to 10 years for you, because the reality is we are definitely going into recession. Like, you know, all our governments are propping us up now and paying wages and stuff, and everyone's blindly going, oh, we're okay. No, we're not okay.
Talk about Spain. I mean,
what about after this? And I think that entrepreneurs that at each at business owners that say the following sentence in any way, shape, or form, I shouldn't have to, are in trouble. I shouldn't have to write 10 emails. I shouldn't have to do the Facebook lives. I shouldn't have to pay for more coaching. I shouldn't have to, that the shouldn't have to ism is going to hurt a lot of people coming up right now. I also think, as an employee, if you are an employee listening to this, the sentence that's going to most harm employees is, well, that's not my job. Because let me tell you, it's been an employee's market for a long time. But here in the, I mean, we, there's just last week, 200,000 people were laid off. Like, and this is when the government is paying people's wages. Just wait. Like, so I think as an employee, anyone who says the following sentence, that's not part of my job, is in trouble. And I think anyone who's not prepared to do overtime, extra work for free, by the way, is in trouble. Because we've done it, you've done it, I've done it. We've done loads of stuff in our lives for free. No one else sees that. I think they're in trouble. And I think business owners that say the word, I shouldn't have to, are in trouble. So that's kind of like I sum up, but and those that are not prepared to do the work and work on themselves, which, you know, I'm speaking to the converted on this call, because you're here and you're listening to this, and the secret to success is show up, and you are, you know, we did a coaching call with Fab Mancini this week. And I just loved his scenario of, look, the person with the most certainty wins. And we know that in chiropractic, hey? Jensen, but right now is more than ever a time to lean on those with more certainty than you. And it doesn't have to be from a chiropractic stance. It can be from a marketing stance. It can be from a sales stance. It can be from a leadership stance. It can be from a person, like a family stance and a personal stance. But anyone right now, like who you can be around that's got high level of certainty in certain sectors, and that's why I believe you need multiple coaches. Like I don't have one coach. It's like I've got a marketing guy, and I've got like a headspace Jane, and I've got like a speaking leader, and I've got marketing conferences I go to, and then I've got masterminds that I'm involved in that just put me in touch with higher leaders. That's all I pay for. So I think that what I'm doing is just paying for different levels of certainty in different areas. And that's just, that's kind of, I think that's going to be more highlighted now. So, yeah.
Well, Ryan, as always, very inspirational. I'm very happy I'm part of the inner circle. Mm-hmm. And everybody, every time I get asked, I've been asked like at least 3-4 times, hey, do you recommend MPA? I'm like, yeah, I just recommend everything Ryan related. Thank you for keeping me on track.
Yeah,
and thank you for doing this for this amazing group. Well, thank you, Ryan. And
thanks, guys. Keep on rocking. We love you and we appreciate you. And you know, now more than ever, we appreciate our clients and we appreciate those that invest in themselves. Because if you invest in yourself, other people invest in you. That's how it works, by the way. Mm-hmm. Can't expect other people to invest in you if you're not investing in yourself. That's just how the universe works. It's called congruency. And I love and appreciate you guys. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to share some of my crazy thoughts. Hey, thanks for watching the video. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did find it helpful, you might want to check out some of my free resources on my website, dcpracticegrowth.com, where you can grab one of my free books. It's completely free. All you do is pay for shipping. And I promise you, it's every single thing that we use to grow our business. 8 practices, $7 million worth of turnover, 10,000 new patients. Go to the website, or probably in the description as well. Click on the link, grab a free book, or you pay for shipping. Hope it's helpful. See you soon.